the Agile brand.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Agile Brand, where we discuss marketing technology and customer experience trends, insights, and ideas with enterprise and technology platform leaders. We focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make brands successful, scalable, customer-focused, and sustainable. This is what makes an Agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advising Fortune 1000 brands on MarTech, marketing operations, and CX, best-selling author and speaker. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that my latest book, Priority is Action, 7 Principles for Better Strategies, Decisions, and Outcomes, is now available. In it, I give ideas and insights for leaders and teams that need to make meaningful progress on their priorities. After all, our priorities are what we do, not what we say we'd like to do. You can find Priority is Action on Amazon or learn more on my website, gregkilstrom.com. Now let's get on to the show. Today we're going to talk about using customer-centric approaches combined with data-centric tools and processes to improve customer engagement and foster lasting customer satisfaction. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Lamise Butt, SVP Global Alliances and Channels at Zuvu, an AI content discovery platform for enterprise businesses. Lamise, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Greg. That was a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. It's always my challenge here. So, so why don't we get started with you giving a little background on yourself and your role at Zuvu?
Sure. Yeah. So great to be here. I've been at Zuvu for nearly over over a decade. I'm adding years to myself, nearly over half a decade. And really, you know, I joined as number 2 in our London office. We were a small team and it's really gone from strength to strength in that discovery space, which back then it was 2017, you know, it really wasn't a well-known category, let's just say, that discovery space. And it's really evolved over the years to where we are today, which is incredibly exciting. My background has always been in digital transformation. Although I did a degree in politics, which is completely irrelevant, but I actually had my first startup at 19, which was in the discovery space somewhat, but it was kind of bridging that gap between fashion and the fashion tech space and brick and mortar stores. I then kind of went on into the corporate world, some time at Mercedes-Benz in their digital transformation arm, worked at the Times for a little while, Salesforce as well, and now Zuvu. So it's been a real journey, and digital transformation for me is something I've always been incredibly passionate about. I think it's, you know, just being curious about change and always wanting to optimize a process that's been put in front of me. And that really, you know, that doesn't differ when you're talking about products online. We've all shopped online at some point. Mine was literally just as we joined this podcast. And in some experiences, it really surprises me. It's still so awful. You know, expecting the consumer, myself, to sift through pages and pages of products without really being guided to the right one. And I just don't have time to go to the store anymore and kind of have that great experience that you would have with a sales rep. So it's just something I'm incredibly passionate about, which is improving the lives of anyone that wants to shop online to really get to the right product that they need in the most seamless time.
Yeah, I love it. And yeah, definitely I can empathize with the fascination with change as well. And I know we're going to talk quite a bit about that, as well as just, you know, improving that shopping experience. So let's start by talking about strategies that empower businesses to not just sell a product, but to create lasting customer satisfaction and, you know, create those strong relationships with loyalty. So in your opinion, what is the biggest misconception that businesses have about customer satisfaction, and how can they overthrow or overcome this misconception to achieve long-term success?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions that we're seeing in the space is that digitization simply means having a website, you know, having your products online and making them available for a customer. And although there is truth in that, you're still way behind the curve, because now consumers, especially the ones that you want to return and you want to stick with you for life, they are expecting an exceptional customer experience that is a blend of kind of the beautiful UX and how you navigate around the site, but it's also how you guide the customer and listen to the customer and serve them the right product for their needs. And that requires, in a lot of cases, having a composable strategy when it comes to your e-com stack, because I would say this kind of across the board, that a lot of the e-com platforms are simply that. They're just the foundation, a very strong foundation and an index of products. But what you need to start looking at and engaging in is, how can I extend this e-com platform with tools that are going to actually enhance that experience for my customer, you know, driving results of whether it's higher conversions, boosting cart value, reducing returns. Those are all the key things, metrics that we're looking to achieve. But we've got to find the right tools that match that customer experience that we're looking for. And on, you know, across the board, whether it's washing machines, bikes, laptops, whatever it is that you're selling, a lot of the time people want to ask questions, feel heard, and then be served the right product based on, you know, the answers that I've just given you.
Yeah. And, you know, it's customer satisfaction is obviously, it's not just something that happens when you're done with the shopping process, right? I mean, you might get a survey or too many surveys when you're done a process. But to your point, there's so much that goes into the beginning, the search and discovery part, as well as the steps throughout. How do businesses balance this, you know, need for efficiency throughout those processes? Because obviously, they can create an amazing experience, but they've got to be able to support it and make it repeatable. So, you know, how do they balance that with, you know, creating memorable experiences for their customers? And, you know, what are some strategies they can use to achieve this balance?
I think what's really important is that feedback loop. So, you know, with any strategy like this, it's like the title of your podcast, you've got to be agile. You have to, you know, you can't take that waterfall rigid approach, and you really have to lean in to understanding, number one, your customers. Like that's the crux of everything. If you don't know who your customers are, if you don't understand them, then we're going to fail no matter how good the platform is or how good the tool is. So the first step is always deeply understanding who your customers are. And once we understand them, we know what their needs are. You know, it might be how they like to shop or where they like to shop. They might be mobile first or they might be video first, especially in the world that we live in today. So how can I use those strategies to my advantage when trying to meet customers where they are? And I think once you kind of have that baseline understanding of your customers, you can then tap in and test different strategies, different platforms. And from a costing perspective, I think we live in a world where a lot of the platforms are all operating kind of in a low-cost model, especially, you know, in the market that we're in. And so it's a great time to really test and learn. You know, and then 2024, the goal would really be is that you get to the end. And we never 100% know whether what we've, you know, achieved this year is going to work for FY25, but actually we'll have made some headwinds and some ways into actually getting to that place of growth and success.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of whether they're e-commerce or other companies, you know, they're very focused on those short-term conversions and, you know, making the sale, so to speak. But are you seeing long-term measurements like, you know, customer lifetime value and others being adopted more readily? And, or do you think that some of the challenges that organizations have, such as short-term goals and profit, you know, profit expectations and things like that, are kind of getting in the way of that?
I would say that, you know, and I won't say names, but top three customers of Zuvu, you know, I'd say Fortune 500 organizations really understand that, exactly as you say, it doesn't end at purchase. And it's about how can we continue that conversation with the customer post-purchase to ensure that we're still listening and that we're serving in the right way. There's, you know, email marketing is absolutely a lucrative market, and it should be utilized in the best way. But if you're going to serve email marketing with redundant recommendations because maybe they've already bought something, or perhaps they bought something as a gift for their mum and now you're serving them with that content again, it's not going to work, because all you're going to do is get that potential customer, that actual customer, to unsubscribe, and then we're back to square one. We have to, you know, we have to acquire that customer all over again. So it's about how can we continue that journey post-purchase to ensure that we're engaging, we're listening, and we're encouraging repeat custom.
And so I've changed topics a little bit here, but you know, along these same lines about really tailoring that customer experience, I want to talk about artificial intelligence and, you know, how it's really reshaping the landscape for whether it's D2C, B2B, B2C, you name it, reshaping the landscape for these companies. You know, what role do you see AI playing in really, you know, changing customer engagement?
I feel quite lucky in the sense that, you know, having been part of an organization like Zuvu, we've had AI as our bedrock, you know, since inception. And so we've been around since 2007, which means we've got, you know, such a wealth of data and machine learning kind of within our platform. And why I'm so excited about that is because I would say that predominantly our business model was B2C for our, you know, for many years, kind of in the early days. But actually what we're seeing is that B2C model is now so strengthened and it's mature. But we're really, really excited about the B2B model because there is a revolution that's about to happen in that industry, because by 2030, 58% of the workforce are going to be Gen Z, and they are not going to accept or tolerate the way that boomers have operated or the way that they work. And the first step to that is digitization. We have to ensure that if you're hiring salespeople, you know, internal salespeople into B2B organizations, they will not be learning a 5,000 page product catalog. They will not want to understand what the configurations are. There will have to be some way to support and guide these internal sales teams in a digitized, you know, technological way to serve a customer. And what really excites me about that is AI plays a part in the B2C market, but also the B2B one as well. And I think that there's obviously a lot of talk right now about AI. And I think that the players that are going to win are the ones where they're really applying a very clear use case and clear impact to their target audience, and in this case, a target customer, because we can all kind of conceptualize an idea about AI, but if it's not actually going to add any business value or impact, then you'll find that that idea or that kind of science project will be dropped very, very quickly.
Yeah, totally agree. I know it's 2007. So Zuvu has been doing this, even pre ChatGPT, if anyone even remembers those days. It's as if AI was invented, you know, 12 months ago or something like that. It feels, but I totally agree. You know, I think it's easy to slap, you know, an AI bullet point on your product features or something. It's a whole other thing to meaningfully incorporate it and I think, you know, that kind of brings me to the next question, which is that relationship. I mean, you put it really well as far as the evolving employee, you know, how employees are evolving as generations kind of have different focus and different relationships to work. What about the relationship between employees and using AI and automation and all those things? You know, when it is meaningfully implemented, what kind of skills or mindsets are going to be most valuable for marketers as they navigate changes to whether it's to their existing jobs or new jobs in the future?
I think it's one of those things where naturally, if you don't understand something, you're fearful of it. But actually, yeah. I would encourage anybody, you know, in the marketing space, in the ecosystem, I would, in any industry at this point, I would actually invest in, you know, one of those courses. I would obviously go to a reputable source, but just do some of that baseline understanding of what AI actually is. Firstly, what does that acronym stand for, number one? Two, what does it mean to be an AI technology? How do you become an AI technology? And just understanding the basics will really help inform you in your understanding of how it applies to you, your role and your future, because what I think is an incredible opportunity that stands before us when it comes to AI to really invest in the soft skills, because AI is now enabling people like myself, a lot of people within my own organization with Zuvu, to be able to do their jobs so much more effectively and so much better. It allows us to stop wasting that time and worrying about potentially getting the orders wrong. Have I created a configuration that isn't compatible? You know, does this all work and fit together? Actually, you know, the technology is going to do that for you, and I can focus on developing the best relationship with my client, with my customer, and evolving that over time. So I would see this as a really great opportunity to focus on those soft skills and make sure that you're building those credible relationships with the humans on the other side, because it won't survive without humans. There still needs to be both players. And so as long as you can understand what your role is in the game, you'll be fine.
Yeah. And I mean, it's almost like the way you put it there, it's almost like a relief to know, oh, wow. Right. Okay. You know, I'm not a computer. You know, I'm glad I'm not, you know, I like spreadsheets. You know, there's a part of me that actually does love spreadsheets, but you know what? I'm never going to be as good at crunching numbers and data and all those things as a machine. So, you know, let the humans be human and machines be machines, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like the best, you know, the best of both worlds in that way. Definitely. Well, I want to get back to the topic of e-commerce and talk a little bit more about, you know, to your earlier point, you know, it's one thing to kind of throw up a store and, you know, and you know, turn the lights on, so to speak, and hope that it's a great experience for everybody. It's a whole other thing to fine tune that e-commerce experience and, you know, create something that's really engaging and, you know, gets ROI not only for the brand, but for the customers as well. So kind of go back to some of the things that you were saying earlier. You know, what are customers really looking for from an e-commerce experience, and why are some brands just still not delivering on it?
So maybe I can kind of talk about this in the context of my own experience, because yeah. I think what's really powerful is, and I'm going to show myself up here. I work in tech. I've been in tech for the last 15 years. So you would think that I should know how to purchase a laptop. You would think that I know all of the specifications required, but I don't. And so here's the thing. I just don't have time to get to the Walmarts, the Best Buys, and actually have those conversations in store. Unfortunately, time is just not a commodity I can have and use sparingly. So I'm online and I'm trying to find a replacement laptop. And the difficulty that I have is I'm being served with, you know, X amount of RAM, X CPU. And I'm like, well, what does that actually mean? How does that relate to the need that I have? And the needs that I have are, I want to use this laptop for work. I travel a lot. I also have a podcast and I blog a lot. So I just, I need, you know, I'd like to have a big screen because I need to be able to utilize this. And so I want to be able to have those technical specifications almost translated to match my needs. And that's actually what Zuvu does. So the beauty of what Zuvu does from a discovery experience is for Microsoft, we actually created a laptop digital assistant for them to enable users, whenever they would now go to Best Buy or whenever they would go to a retailer online, they would actually be served a series of questions that would say, what do you want to use the laptop for? Is it for work, personal, or school? You know, what are you going to be doing with this laptop? You know, are you just going to be streaming? Are you going to be working? Are you doing something creative? It's trying to pull out your needs because in the background, it's matching it to those technical specifications. And what's even more powerful is now that through these 5 to 6 questions, I'll be recommended the product that's right for me, but it will also tell me why. And that's what's key. You've heard me, but I want to know that you've heard me. You know, you said that you blog, you have a podcast, maybe you're a developer, but I want you to show that you've heard me and show me why this is then the right product for me. And I think that those key components build trust. And that trust is what's going to pay dividends for your customer lifetime value.
Yeah, definitely. So it's that why I totally empathize with that. It's, you know, you put something into the search and you kind of hope that there's a lot of assumptions being made in the right way, right? on your behalf, right? So yeah. So in addition to that, you know, obviously there's a lot of pressure being put on e-commerce brands and, you know, to differentiate and to kind of pull ahead. What else are you seeing? You know, what do you see as maybe one or two of the biggest opportunities for a brand to do that, to differentiate themselves in a pretty crowded market?
I think a really cool way to do this, I think we touched on it a little bit before, but I would actually take some time out to kind of build out what that customer journey looks like. Where is your customer first touching you? You know, these days it actually is in your website. It most likely, if you've kind of got that, you know, marketing strategy in place, it probably is social, some form of social. So there's that super top of funnel discovery area. How can I help drive my customers through that funnel from social to the website to convert? And it might, and once you actually have that mapped out, what you'll be able to start to do is understand if and where the process is breaking and if and where you can create and optimize that process for the consumer. The less clicks, you know, the more seamless it is, the better.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Lamise, thanks so much for joining. One last question before we wrap up here. You've given a lot of great advice, a lot of great insights already, but what's one next best action that you'd recommend for those listening that want to improve the lifetime value of their e-commerce customers?
I would say give Zuvu a call, if I can say that.
You can say that.
Yeah, give us a call. We would be happy to help you out.
Great. Well, again, I'd like to thank Lamise Butt, SVP Global Alliances and Channels at Zuvu, for joining the show. You can learn more about Lamise and Zuvu by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to The Agile Brand, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkihlstrom.com. That's GREGKIHLSTROM.com. While you're there, check out my series of best-selling Agile Brand Guides, covering a wide variety of marketing technology topics, or you can search for Greg Kihlstrom on Amazon. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
The Agile Brand.